heals, you might say. And that's what we call a hotbed. Of course, I've seen people just take them and make a hotbed and just lay two pieces of tin over it or something like that. They do it a lot with sweet potatoes. You know, make those hotbeds. That's about the only way you can keep one. Just as long as it don't. And I tell you what, it's hard to believe. You know, and we've made hotbeds. One potato, if one potato touches the other, it'll spoil it. Spoil a whole layer of potatoes.
Why?
I don't know. It's just the way it is. If it touches it, if they lay together and they touch one another, even if you put lime or anything on it, it will spoil that layer of potatoes. And I've seen it happen. We have to keep them separate.
Yeah.
Now, that's just keeping them over a long period of time. I mean, through the winter, too, now. I mean, through the winter, and I've seen them last 6 months like that. In fact, that's, you know, the only way we used to keep them. Of course, they'll stay in a sack for a short amount of time. You buy them out of the store, you know.
Billy, that big fruit you grew and cut, make a jack-o'-lantern out of it.
The gourd?
These are bigger fruit. You'd make a jack-o'-lantern, not fruit, vegetable. You'd make a jack-o'-lantern out of it.
Pumpkin or whatever.
Yeah.
We never raised too many pumpkin. Didn't raise too many gourds.
Yeah. What about that little yellow crookneck vegetable?
Oh, squash.
Yeah, or some of them were different. Did you ever get
squash, that round,
You ever get the white kind?
Yeah. We raised them both. I like squash. You know, if you can take squash, I don't care too much for making a lot of people make a casserole out of them.
Yeah.
But I don't care too much for eating like that. I mean, I'm about a beans and potato man, you know, beans and meat and potatoes. And you get out there working, you better have something sturdy, you know.
That's true. What kind of melons you raise? You raise them here?
We used to raise quite a few. Used to be these striped watermelons, Charleston watermelons.
Yeah.
And this light green colored watermelon, long watermelon, called a graystone.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the black diamond too. That's that round, dark green watermelon.
Yeah.
And you get them in different, you know, you could get them in red meat and kind of a light meat, pink meat.
Yeah, I heard you can get a yellow meat melon.
Yeah, yellow meat too.
Okay, littler melons.
Well, they're round. They're light colored round watermelons.
Yeah.
Got yellow meat. I don't know what the name of those are either. I mean,
what about them little, you know, the little ones, you know, little yellow meat things?
I know what you're talking about. I just can't place the name right now. They call them delicious.
Well, you may have these for, you know, you may have these for breakfast. They'd be little.
Breakfast melon. I know what
you're
talking
about. Little cantaloupes.
Yeah, we never raised those.
Cantaloupes?
Oh, yeah, cantaloupes.
Yeah. Call them other names.
Well, mushmelons. Mushmelons are round in shape. All mushmelons are.
Yeah.
Cantaloupes are the ones that's long, banana. Banana cantaloupes or banana melons, they call them.
All right, now, how do cabbage grow here?
We usually have a row or so of them every year. We used to can a lot of kraut, you know.
Yeah.
And
I heard.
That kraut ain't bad.
Yeah.
Kraut and weenies, you know, you take them, usually do it all at once, you know. You wait till most of your cabbage is in a certain stage, and then you cut it all off, you know, cut it up real fine, put it in the, just put it in a jar. And it goes through a fermenting stage.